That's Megan Trainor taking you to the other side of Hot Fuzz 7. A track called Mother. Now, the only person you should listen to more than your mother is your teacher. Or the headmaster. Well, listen, I've got a couple of heads in the studio with me on a Tuesday morning. And I told you that we were going to be continuing our education-focused theme on radio life and style by taking you to Kuro Salt Rock. And today I've got all the big wigs in the studio with me on a fresh Tuesday morning. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. It's Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Ballito. And in the school rush this morning, we are getting to know, well, not just one, not just two, but three of the heads from Kuro Salt Rock. And welcoming to the microphone, first off the mark, we've got the executive head, Sean Friedenthal. Sean, did I get the surname correct?
Yes, 100%. Thank you very much.
Someone once told me it means peaceful valley in German. Is that right?
That's quite correct. Yeah, I'm quite a peaceful head.
This is a good quality to have, I would say. And right next to you, a man who's no stranger to the microphone right here at 88 FM, Joe Erasmus, the head of primary. Joe, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you, Mike, and good morning, listeners.
Good to have you in the house. And a lady who I know from my days as a young whippersnapper, just last year, really. Jenny Van Buren is the head of the high school. Jenny, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. Morning, Mike. Long time.
It's been a little while.
Yeah.
But it's great to have all of you in the studio and to be talking about what's hot and happening at Kuro Salt Rock. And anyone who's anyone knows that this part of the world is booming. It's growing. Families are moving down here. And schooling is obviously in demand. Luckily, there are names that people recognize, and Kuro is top of that list. A brand that has got a reputation that really is solidly established right throughout the country. And Kuro Salt Rock seems to be one of the jewels in the Kuro crown as it just goes from strength to strength. So let's just get to know, firstly, a little bit about your roles and the school plans for the year ahead. Firstly, Sean, let's start with you. Introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about your background.
Yep, thank you very much. Good morning to all my kids listening. Nice to see you up and early to catch us. Yes, I've been in education for almost three decades now, moving from Gauteng education down to Western Cape education. Did some education in Botswana, some international education there, growing the Kuro brand.
Wow.
And then recently just moved down to lovely Ballito.
Well, it sounds like this is the highlight of your career so far. You've made the right move. Well done.
Yeah, no, just the weather change is absolutely superb to be here, and the people are wonderful to work with.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why people stay. They come for a holiday and they stay because we've got to get the best people. And look, you're one of them now, so welcome. And obviously, an incredible perspective that you've got on education from coast to coast and even beyond our borders. Jenny, let's have a little get to know you for those that don't already know Jenny Van Buren. Give us the story.
Yeah, I've also moved down from Gauteng. I actually taught Mike many years ago at Crawford. I had a long stint at Crawford North Coast, which was amazing. Mike was actually one of my students, which was great. And then I moved to Ashton in a deputy role and then a head role. And now I've moved to Kuro. So I've really been in the Ballito area for 23 years. Yeah, so a long time and love it. This is where I'll be staying.
Absolutely. And as we get to know the team in the house, Joe, give us your story now heading up the primary school.
Yes, once again, good morning to the listeners. Very fortunate. I also started my career up in Gauteng. Taught at Benoni High School for a while and then took over as head for a primary school. And then was very blessed to move down to Ballito in 2010. Was involved with Ashton for 11 years, 11 good years, and went on to semi-retirement. And that didn't last too long. found my way back in and found my happy place at Kuro Salt Rock in the primary school, and feel very privileged to be running the primary school.
Brilliant stuff. So look, there's a really solid leadership team in place at Kuro Salt Rock. And obviously, all the years of experience and the hard yards that have been put in, that all pays dividends and it flows through into the incredible culture at the school, from primary right through to high school. And this is quite an exciting chapter that we're heading into. I mean, we're going to get into the 10-year milestone. It's just around the corner. But before we get there, let's have a look at what the plans are in the works for the year ahead as we approach that big 10th birthday. Jenny, what are you excited about at the moment as far as in the pipeline?
I think I'm excited for the opportunities that Kuro offers. So, you know, we're a fairly new school, sort of heading to 10 years, but you know, all schools offer all sports and culture and have KZN representatives, etc. But I think the opportunities that we're affording the children at the moment, for example, our children have just got back from a hockey tournament, an international hockey tournament, 64 teams in Cape Town, teams from Namibia, Zimbabwe, USA, and 8 teams from the UK. And I mean, that experience is just invaluable. So it's really the opportunities. On the cultural side, like all schools, we do all the different culture, but from photography to writing to reading to singing to dancing. But we have something called Kuro Create. Now, in the Kuro system, there's 182 schools. So our children are not competing against children in the area or children just in KZN. They are competing against 73,000 children.
Sure.
So they're really getting huge exposure. And then they go on to something called the Kuro Courage, which is sort of a culmination of the top Kuro, culture kids. So really, they get fantastic, fantastic opportunities. So, yeah, I'm excited about the opportunities that the children have. You know, we've just started Fast Five Netball. So we're affording them all different opportunities, different things.
Amazing. And obviously, if you are looking to broaden your child's horizons, and if high school is the next chapter that you're about to embark on as a family, well, you should be looking at grade 8 enrollment for 2024, hey?
Yeah. And Mike, I think I'd also like to mention, we're also one of the only schools in Natal. Well, we are the only school in Natal that offers Afrikaans home language and English home language.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing, especially for Afrikaans families, because the children can take the home language and then they can actually write, although they're taught in English, they can write their matric exams in Afrikaans.
That's massive.
Which is massive. So we offer the both, English home language and Afrikaans home language. So that's a brilliant opportunity as well for our Afrikaans families.
So listen, obviously ticking some big boxes there. And Joe, from your perspective as the man heading up the primary school, as you say, your happy place, it starts young, and the foundation that the Kuro system lays is really, really impressive, with some very forward thinking and progressive areas of study. What gets you excited about your role and the plans for the year ahead?
Well, if I can add on to what Jenny said about the Afrikaans, we're quite unique in the fact that we offer both Afrikaans and English in the primary school. We stream them basically from grade R all the way through to grade 7. Presently, we got an Afrikaans class in every single grade.
Wow!
And we're out there to encourage our Afrikaans parents to come and have a look and walk around the school to show them what we're offering and to be able to educate the child in their mother tongue language at a very young age.
It really is a massive point of difference, and for this area, I mean.
Well, it's quite unique, absolutely unique in that sense, yeah. And if one looks at the Kuro philosophy of being very child-centered, you know, with positive discipline, a very strong Christian ethos within our school, where we look at morals and values, we like to think we're a value-driven school, as opposed to being a rules-driven school, which is uniquely different in all sense. So those are the kind of things that we're looking at. Also, creative thinking amongst our children as well. You know, Mike, we tend to box our kids, and we're trying to open that avenue of being creative. And that is one thing that Kuro does offer across the country, internationally as well, is we want creative children. Absolutely. And we want to encourage that as much as possible.
And problem solvers. And the focus on robotics and science, as well as arts and language, and bringing all those together. It's a really special learning environment. And flowing right through from the little ones through to high school to matric. Sean, now as the man heading up the overseeing of both facets as the executive head, talk to me about the future plans in terms of where things are heading with the campus and with growth.
Yeah, I think we have to always be aware as the educators. My role is to develop the leaders and the teachers that are going to accompany these learners on their journey throughout this educational system. So, I mean, we're looking at things like the AI. Our learners from grade 5 all the way to grade 10 are currently on AI learning.
Wow.
Where that's an individualized learning platform where children can develop their own learning at their own pace at home anywhere in the world. So our parents travel a lot, so you see them going overseas, and now they can take their child with them without breaking their education.
Without falling behind.
I mean, when you work with a big holdings company like we do in the Kiro Group, we have 9 different models of education. So we've got Kiro Online, you've got Kiro Choice. So we offer 25 subjects to students, even though I don't have the teachers. They go online during the day, and I might have a drama teacher sitting in Cape Town who actually teaches our kids that. So it opens opportunities for kids in various family backgrounds to still be in education and grow. Because this 8 to 2 o'clock was always the time that we had to get into education, but parents and their lives and their work doesn't fulfill in that anymore in the modern life. They need to work to create a financial base for their families. And so we try to assist with that. We have schools like that have PM schools. So the kids that are your top swimmers who swim at 4 o'clock in the morning actually can go home, rest, sleep, and then they can come to school at 12 o'clock in the afternoon so that they develop in their chosen field of sport that they're going to be in. So within the group, we get together. We share, collaborate with each other in education. Always, there's all the different clusters that work together. So that's the advantage of being in the Kiro schools.
Wow. I mean, if you are just tuning in now and catching this exciting chunk of chat we're having right now, you're getting the perspective on Kiro, Salt Rock, and just been hearing from executive head Sean Friedenthal. That really kind of spells it out and shows you just how progressive, how exciting, how modern the approach to education is under the Kiro umbrella. And looking at where we're at right now, if I have it correct, next year, 2024, Kiro Salt Rock is turning 10. Holy moly, that came around quickly. Hey, wow, what a milestone. And looking at celebrating that decade of excellence, Joe, what gets you excited about the decade ahead and the next 10 years?
I think the platform that we've created for the first 10 years is the base for the next 10 years. And as Sean said, it's about being progressive and proactive in terms of education. Education doesn't stand still and waits for nobody, and it's progressing every single day and every single year. And I do believe in the Kiro Group that we are equipped to be able to take the learners into the next stage of their lives in education.
Brilliant.
So it's about being proactive.
Amazing. And starting from the primary years and heading right through, carrying that into the high school. Jenny, heading up the high school, what gets you excited about the next chapter for Kiro Salt Rock?
Yeah, I think as Joe said, it is exciting. I think the growth is exciting. I mean, I've only been there not yet a year, but just the growth of the school, you know, our grade 8 entries for next year, and just the interest in the school, as well as the growth in teachers. I've had quite a few teachers moving from different provinces. I mean, I had an English post last year, and I had 365 applications for one post. So it's exciting. So we're getting good teachers. We're getting teachers from all over Bethlehem, Bloemfontein, you name it. I think that's exciting. So I think our name's out there. I think it's just the growth and moving forward.
Amazing. And leading on from that, Sean, obviously, as you mentioned, your focus is developing the leadership team. And there's no substitute for having high quality, good people, a good solid base of educators who are passionate and you get the sort of Kiro ethos. And to be in such high demand with so many applications flowing in for your posts, it's quite an enviable position to be in, I would say, for you, hey?
It's very interesting to read the CVs that come in, and I must say, if I could employ many of them, I would. There's a wonderful bunch of educationalists out there, people that really want to give to the communities and work with them. I mean, if you take the communities we work in, it's not just our own kids. If you take our evening programs that we're running currently on our sports fields, over 600 kids from the community make use of the school. And wow, that's part of the 10-year celebrations that we want to do, is to get more involved in the community, bring the community in onto the campus to make use of us as well. So it's not just for the kids who are fee-paying, but also for the community who don't have their facilities and the use of facilities that we have.
And that's such a big thing, you know, to be plugged into a community, a growing community, and to be a growing school in the center of it, and to have this exciting 10-year celebration just around the corner. Yep. And we know there are many, many decades ahead. Really exciting stuff in the pipeline, and the story is only just getting started. We can't wait to see what the next chapter holds for Kuro Salt Rock. And if you're listening to this, and if you're thinking about checking out either what's on offer from the primary right through to the high school, I would highly recommend that you get online and check out kuro.co.za and find the link for the Kuro Salt Rock. But better yet, get on down to campus yourself. There's nothing like seeing it. Yep. In person, experiencing it, or walking around, interfacing with the heads, the teachers, and the learners, and getting a sense for the atmosphere of excellence at Kuro Salt Rock. And if you've just caught the tail end of this special conversation with the heads, Executive Head Sean Friedenthal, Head of Primary Joe Rasmus, and Head of High School Jenny Van Buren, giving you a unique perspective on a really unique educational offering. Guys, thanks for lifting the lid on Kuro Salt Rock. Here's to 10 years successfully just about to be celebrated, and looking forward to touching base again when we do light the candles on the cake. What do you say?
Thank you, Mike.
Cheers, nice. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, very exciting.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, your education focus on a Tuesday. And the word from Kuro Salt Rock, don't touch that dial. It's Radio Life and Style bringing you back to the music.